According to the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, lead tests show that about 11% of customers in the city have lead levels above the Environmental Protection Agency's action level of 15 parts per billion. That comes out to about 9,000 homes and businesses. As part of our series, Hidden Poison, Digging into Pittsburgh's Lead Problem, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed introduces us to two homeowners with high lead levels to find out what they're doing to make their drinking water safe.
Every day, multiple times a day, Jesse Perkins runs the water in his kitchen sink for about a minute and a half. He does it before he fills up a glass of water or a pot for cooking.
I even try to flush it before I fill my cat's dish.
Perkins bought his Lawrenceville home in 2013, gutted it, and spent 3 years fixing it up. As part of the renovations, he replaced all of the interior plumbing with plastic piping. The one bit of plumbing he didn't replace was the lead service line that carries his water 60 feet from the water main into his house. Perkins got his water tested for lead through PWSA, and it came back at 65 parts per billion, more than quadruple the Environmental Protection Agency's action limit.
I've been trying to run the water enough so that there's not supposed to be any lead particles in it, but the fact that it's coming through that lead line is still troublesome.
Let's suppose Perkins' service line is 3/4 of an inch in diameter. If it's 60 feet long, it holds about a gallon and a half of water. Depending on the faucet and the aerator, anywhere between 1/2 gallon and 2 gallons of water can flow out of a tap every minute. So that minute and a half of flushing should be long enough to get rid of all the water that has been sitting in the lead service line and bring fresh water from the main for Perkins and his cat. But not every Pittsburgher trusts that method.
What's that look like?
Spider.
Yep, it takes a spider about an hour to spin a web. What does that look like?
Emily Drill and Steve Hayashi live in Squirrel Hill with their 3-year-old twins, Amy and Liam. They've actually had their water tested 3 times since last summer, with results ranging from 22 to 27 parts per billion, even with flushing. Drill says, as a parent, it was a scary realization.
It could have been a couple years, and, you know, I was just worried that we could have done damage to them and caused developmental problems without knowing it.
Hayashi says as soon as they got their lead test results in November, he went to Home Depot and bought a faucet mount Brita filter for about $25. It's certified to remove lead by NSF, an organization that tests water filters and other products for compliance with safety standards. And Hayashi and Drill instituted a new rule in the house.
The rule we have for our kids is that you're not allowed to drink from the bathroom sink or the bathtub.
Hayashi found out through PWSA that both his portion and the authority's portion of his service line are lead. Last week, he got a letter saying PWSA would be replacing their side of the line within 45 days, and that he would have 4 weeks after that to replace his side while the ground is open. He attributes PWSA's attention to the matter to his own tendency to be a squeaky wheel.
I did my homework on the subject, and I'm concerned about my neighbors and friends who are blissfully unaware.
Hayashi says he's been getting quotes from plumbers and expects the project to come in around $4,000. Jesse Perkins says he also plans to replace his lead service line and that PWSA told him they'll do their portion of the line at the same time, but he doesn't know when he'll actually be able to get around to it.
I have other things that I need to spend money on right now, and I can't justify, you know, taking out a loan to do this. Maybe my answer would be different if I had a pregnant partner in the house or I had small children.
As for 3-year-old Amy and Liam, their parents took them to get their blood lead levels tested in January. Both came back perfectly normal, but they're still not allowed to drink the bathtub water. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
Hidden Poison is a series examining Pittsburgh's lead issues. Reported by Public Media Partners, 90.5 WESA News, Allegheny Front, Public Source, and Keystone Crossroads. Tomorrow, a conversation about how to remove lead paint from your home.